Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Stavel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Stavel program, and your smile matters, and I hope everybody's having a great, beautiful weekend. This weather's just couldn't be better. Just typical fall weather, and I don't know if you've seen the moon the last two nights, or the last three nights when the moon came up. Full moon, I guess that's a harvest moon. It looks like it's twice as big as normal this time of year when the moon moves real close to the earth. My gosh, what a spectacular sight that was. So, I don't have a guest. I do have with me my associate, Dr. Williamson. Dr. Williamson, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dr. Stavel?
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Dr. Williamson is my associate, and I tell you, he is just tremendous. He has run through his whole college career with A grades, and then distinguished himself in dental school with the recognition of achievement in the Oral Pathology Award and Prosthodontic Awards and Pharmaceutical Award, just all kind of awards because he's doggone smart.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing over here now.
Well, you earned it, that's for sure.
Well, you know, that stuff is just so fun. I always didn't want to be the guy who's just the molar mechanic. I wanted to treat people like human beings, you know. Well, there's a person attached to this.
You have
teeth.
Achieved your goal, I'll tell you. He is such, and I want to encourage anybody that's looking for a new dentist to give us a call. It's Dr. Stavel and Williamson, and of course our number is 210-341-2569. We'll be so glad to see you. We're going to talk about some of the things that we offer that are very unique. You won't find these very often of what we do here. And it's so good to have people that you can rely on. You know, that's a thing nowadays is finding whether, regardless of what the situation is, whether it be IT or phone service or car service, you name it, finding people that you can rely on, that you know that it will always be there, that have an integrity that's unparalleled, that's what our office, Dr. Stavel and Williamson, offers. And so don't hesitate to call us. And we really do an incredible job on comfort. And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
You know, on sort of the relationship and trust factor, I think that's so true. So I've got a truck that's had some repairs recently. And when you take it in and they recommend certain treatments,
yes,
you're totally trusting that what they're recommending is what it needs.
Yes.
And I realize that's precisely what we do. So
yes.
Trust is huge.
That is so true. And of course, we have a decades long history of that. And then my family goes back to 1890 of business trust. So it's something that's in my DNA, and it's in the DNA of the dental practice. Even though our Stavel business was in feeds and seeds and so on, the thing was always about integrity and trust, and it's still going on beautifully. So we have a podcast over 9 years, and the address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. We have a website, and that's sanantoniodentist.net. Don't have a guest today, so call in and let us hear from you. The number to call in is, of course, 210-599-5555. 210-599-5555. Let us hear from you. We want to know if you have any problems with making a dental decision. You want more information. You have a situation that you're pondering. You don't know which way to turn, maybe, or you want some more information to fill out your decision-making, help you with the fact-finder view, or maybe you want information on oral health solutions. And then give us a call at 210-599-5555, and let's talk about what may be something that you want about your oral health, because the oral health is very important to keep in mind with your general health. For instance, when we see somebody come in and they have a abscess tooth and swelling, oh my gosh, do they suffer systemically and mm-hmm. pain-wise, and it interferes with the work-wise and making decisions. So when if you think that oral health doesn't connect with the general health, we can show you otherwise,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what you may have read. So give us a call and let us talk. Be sure and let us know if we can help you out. Now then, one of the things that Dr. Williams and I have really taken a strong stand in, and that's preventive care. And I was discussing that recently. I saw a program with one of the gurus of tech gurus, and that's Larry Ellison, who was the founder and still the main guy of Oracle, which is one of the systems that runs everything, not everything, but Amazon, Microsoft, all the big companies. The Oracle IT runs these systems and makes everything work. But he was asked a question, and I thought it was very interesting. With all of his extreme wealth, what is he focusing on? And he said that he was focusing on helping people get healthy, make better decisions, and it was as opposed, it was to making, going into cures for different diseases like cancer and so on. He is directing his wealth and foundation energies to prevention. And so we have done the same thing in our office, Dr. Williamson and I. And that's one of the things. Preventive care has changed so much in just a very short time. I'd say, the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, it's improved markedly. Preventive care has improved markedly because of, number one, a product called silver diamine fluoride. And this is an old solution that is an old remedy going back 100 years or so. But it's been updated, and it is a phenomenal preventative and stops decay and puts treatment, so you can postpone treatment out. That's the main value to it. And you come in every 6 months, and it can be just painted on the teeth and can really help you out in getting treatment if you're not ready to do something at the present time. And then, of course, we have this amazing product called Lolo's. Lolo's is a licorice extract, and it removes the bacteria that causes decay from the oral cavity. It's cheap, and this is so valuable, so that you can come in every 3 months, 4 months, or 6 months, whatever it needs, and get a package of this, or you can order it online. You can order it online, right?
You can, yeah, through Amazon.
And use that and postpone treatment. It's not going to have you cure these problems, but it's going to allow you to postpone treatment.
The other upside, it's delicious.
Yes.
It doesn't taste like you're having a dental treatment done.
No.
It's almost what people would liken candy to.
It is. It is. And it's been around apparently for, I thought I saw, 9 years.
Wow, okay.
In the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's been used in Europe a lot longer, but it's finally gotten clearance over here.
And the way it works, there's a specific bacterium, Streptococcus mutans, that
mm-hmm.
exists in the oral cavity
mm-hmm.
that's actually responsible for dental decay. But licorice root extract inhibits the growth of that bacteria.
It's incredible. And, of course, licorice extract or licorice root extract has been used for thousands of years in Chinese medicine. So, again, this is nothing new. But as far as the use of it, and it's quite new. So we can, the point is, the key takeaway is that we can craft a prevention program that allows you to extend out into the future dental treatment needs so as to lower the risk of losing a tooth or a teeth or having to have a root canal. So if this is something that makes sense to you and fits your dental needs, call us, call our office, Dr. Staffel and Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. Call Monday or any time during the week and let our very capable, very knowledgeable, very helpful team put together a prevention program for you to either restore your mouth to health or begin a process of saving the teeth and helping you put out fires, so to speak, dental fires, dental needs, and so that you can keep your teeth.
Let me interject one more thing. Yes. In addition to the SDF and the Lolos, we have a new product on board called Icon.
Yes.
And what that is, in an early cavity that most dentists would drill through the tooth to treat,
yes,
we can actually infiltrate the cavity with our resin, so it allows us to do the filling and basically stop the progression of that decay. But there's no drilling on the tooth. There's typically no anesthetic. So it's a really nice non-invasive treatment.
Huge. And then if you combine it with the Lolos, wiping out the bacteria that causes it, you've taken a major step forward in preventing decay and damaging your teeth. Because once, especially in young teeth, this is so true, once you poke a hole in a tooth, it changes the structure.
Mm-hmm.
It exchanges the physical strength of the tooth for a lifetime of that tooth. And so prevention.
It's what dentists consider sort of the cycle of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times a tooth will have a small filling early,
yes,
then eventually that filling fails and needs, yes, a little bit bigger filling.
Yes.
Maybe you have a couple iterations of fillings, and then you need a crown. So if you can stop that early on with something like the Icon, to me that's wonderful.
Oh, and cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things are phenomenally of value. It's just incredible. So keep that in mind, and we'll return to that thought in a minute. In the meantime, I'm going to the Ephraim.
Yes, sir.
This is Dr. Stavel. How may I help you?
Oh, I was just listening to your radio show right now, which, by the way, I try to get on whenever I can. I enjoy
your
show.
Yes, sir. Well, don't forget about the podcast. Don't forget about the podcast. You can pull that up on your computer or your iPhone anytime you want.
Oh, okay. That's right. I was wanting to ask you about that product you were just talking about.
Yes, sir.
I needed the name of it so I could order it.
Yes. Which one? Now, yes, we mentioned two things. The one that we just finished talking about was called Lolos, L-O-L-O-Z. And it's
L-O,
and then L-O-Z, two words.
Okay.
And you can buy that online. You can buy it at Amazon. You can come by our office and get it. It is remarkable. It's very inexpensive. And, for instance, if you're having a lot of decay issues, you would choose an interval of either 3 months, 4 months, or 6 months of repeating. And what it is taking this great-tasting lozenge, and you dissolve it in your mouth, and you use this twice a day for a period of 10 days. So it's a total of 10-day treatment, and you have twice a day, and this gives you the protection that you need, and it's phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
It is.
And just to clarify, it's $30 on Amazon if you Google it for the 10-day course.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's really inexpensive.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I want to use it for. We haven't had time to go to the dentist. My wife lost the filling, and just
Want
to make sure that her teeth start to change.
Okay.
While we get time to get into the dentist, she just lost the filling. And so would that help with that?
Absolutely. And we have another material that we'd mentioned previous to that, and that's called silver diamine fluoride, or its initials are SDF. And that's a solution that you just paint onto a tooth that's decaying, and it stops the decay and can postpone it for 6 months out. You can go in every 6 months and get it painted on, and it protects that tooth from decaying. So that's another advantage of using this thing. Until you can arrange your affairs to where you can get it, it's not a permanent solution. It's buying you some time. It's buying you some valuable time. So that if you have a money needs, or if you're trying to ride your insurance out and you're trying to get to the next year, using your insurance benefits for next year or something of that type, this will buy you some time. So these two products, the silver diamine fluoride, now that has to be applied by a dentist or a hygienist in a dental office. The low lows, you can buy that over the counter. And, of course, it's best to get an evaluation by a dentist before.
Yes, we have a dentist. We're out
great.
Of Uvalde, so we, but oh. I wouldn't be coming in and seeing you there in San Antonio.
Okay.
You've been coming up pretty regularly. We've had some.
Okay. Well, whatever works for you, and you just tell your dentist about it in Uvalde, and he can look it up and get informed.
Okay. Okay. And maybe just come out to your office. You've been coming out pretty regularly to San Antonio.
We'll be happy to see you. Yes, sir.
Where's your office located?
It's on the corner of 410 and I-10. Very convenient.
Oh, it is. I got to know exactly where. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Ephraim. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good day.
Yo, you too. It's a beautiful day. Okay, let me go next to Billy. Billy, how are you? Billy, how are you?
Pretty good. What can you tell me about Bionami?
Bionami?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it?
Okay. I thought you were treated by that years ago or whatever. They lay you down on the table and they just, it's like they just use gentle pressure.
That's orthobionomy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Orthobionomy. And another similar feature is a feature or a procedure called Rolfing, R-O-L-F. And yes, I can give you a lot of information on that because I've used it for years, and it being a dentist standing up and twisting around, and our ergonomics at a dental chair is very poor. And this has really been a value to me. And orthobionomy is a cross between massage therapy and osteopathic treatment. Osteopaths used to do this type of work, but they've opted to go straight into medicine. Osteopaths don't do this much anymore. Unless you can find one that does, but you can look up our orthobionomy, and it is very, very valuable for relieving pain that is of a muscular origin. And I've very, very highly recommend it. The person that I was using had a very traumatic accident. He fell at his home and damaged his head, and he's been trying to recover from that for quite a while. But prior to that, I went to him for years and had sent so many patients to him, and he was able to help them out of pain. It was just remarkable. So there are orthobionomists in town, however, and you can look them up, or you can call the office and we can give you a heads up on that. And then there's also the Rolfing, which is a similar type of muscle procedure. It's called ROLF, and it's very helpful for freeing up these muscles that get hardened from poor posture, for instance, if you're sitting at a desk all the time and you're bent over looking at a computer, you're going to get some muscle hardening, and it's going to affect your posture very severely as time goes on, and that's what these procedures help take away from that, correct that.
Well, so, now, isn't Rolfing more painful?
Oh, no. There's no pain to it at all.
Really?
No pain to it when it's done
really?
When it's done correctly. And the person that I use for that, I go to a Rolfer, and it's Rita Michael, M-I-K-E-L. And if you want to use her, be sure and let me know, because she's way out in the country in Bernie, out of Bernie, Bernie Sister okay. Dale. It's hard to find, but it's she is very effective. She's been doing it for 35 years, is very effective, and is well known throughout all over this area.
Okay.
So if you have a postural problem, and it's mainly getting the muscles to release to allow the body to correct itself, similar to what you hear Dr. Bonine in his program. So anyway, does that help you?
Well, it does, and I think I went to the same one you used to go to.
Yeah.
And I was only able to see him one time, and then I had to start seeing his protege. But what amazed me is how you can lay there,
yeah,
and you can just, it's hard to describe how you can
That's
feel
right.
your body.
And you think they're not doing anything is what's interesting till you get
That's
up.
That's exactly
and
right.
You collapse like a scarecrow.
That is exactly right.
Now, Jose okay. is still active. He's the one you're talking about. And Scott O'Shea is who you were talking about.
Scott O'Shea
going to.
Was the one, yes.
And his student, and now he's very good, is Jose. I can't think of his last name, but anyways, you can look him up, or we can get you the number.
Well, he must,
call the office.
Well, are they still at the same location?
He is. Now, it's on Magnolia, and Jose
okay.
is still there at the same location.
Okay. I really appreciate it. I think we're fixing to start that again.
It's valuable. I promise you it's valuable. It has helped me in my posture, and I've been doing this for decades and decades, and it is a testimony as to there are things that are not pharmaceutical that really help.
Yes. Okay. Well, I appreciate the information. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Okay. Interesting sidelights. So just give us a call. We've got all kind of information running around here. You never know what you're going to hear. And that's one of the things that we try to do with the show, and we'll be expanding this quite a bit, is we serve as a filter. There is so much information in the dental journals. We have, my gosh, I get I don't know how many dental journals a month. And filtering through that information is time-consuming, but I've learned through the years, since I've been doing this program for 21 years, I've learned how to filter through pretty well and give information that people will have benefit from, and that's a whole thing. There's so much information, but when you read an article in a magazine, a regular magazine or the newspaper, you don't know the value of the author, or the value of the material, how well it's been researched. There's a lot of things that go into this. And so that's what we try to do, Dr. Williamson and I. We try to be a filter to give you direction on how to live, have a healthier oral health, and keep your teeth better and longer, and they're supposed to last 80 plus years, but you can't do that without a dentist and a hygienist, and so we're always on hand as well to do that. So give us a call. Number is 210-599-5555.
As an aside on orthobionomy, I think that you're probably the best specimen for that, because
well,
I see
you.
If you've been practicing dentistry for almost 60 years,
yes.
And I see the way you just fly around the office, and it's amazing.
Yes.
So it's working for you.
It is. It has worked very well, and it's been a lot of fun as well. So we have so call our office, Dr. Staffel and Williamson Monday, and let our very capable and very knowledgeable and very helpful team put together a prevention program for you to either restore your mouth to health or begin a process of saving teeth and put in a prevention program from there. So how does all this work? Well, first, it's diagnosis. You've got to, everything begins with diagnosis. If you don't have a diagnosis, you don't know what to do effectively. And you can waste a lot of money, a lot of time. So getting to the core of the diagnosis, and that's one of the things that we excel at. My great experience from taking thousands of hours of continuing education and the experience of just subjective treatment where you've learned through trial and error, so to speak. And then you have Dr. Williamson, who is just made top grades all the way through his collegiate career in postgraduate, graduate, postgraduate, and then dental school, and then residency. And his knowledge, he knows how to really work the internet where I don't. And he's a huge help. And so diagnosis, and we're going along with diagnosis. Once you get the diagnosis, you have a element called risk evaluation. Now, what is risk evaluation? Well, that after you know the diagnosis, then there's a treatment sequence involved. And that may be any kind of treatment.
Sure.
Like treatment like implants, for instance.
Oh, sure. So implants might be an option if somebody has lots of decay activity.
Or crowns.
Crowns, whichever, yeah.
All kinds of treatment options. And then we assign risk to those diagnosis options. And the risk evaluation is based on continuing education, years of study, experience, and we just know what works and what mm-hmm. doesn't work to a large degree. This is a huge, huge thing, is risk evaluation. And then the second thing is developing strategies that work for you as a patient and your budgetary requirements and expectations. So we see some patients that they've got children or they're caring for elder care or they have elders that are having a need for a lot of care. And that's getting to be quite an expensive proposition. And then we have patients that have children in college and school, and all of these things will allow, or not allow, but wind up putting your teeth in the back burner, mm-hmm. so to speak. So that's what we're developing a plan, is to help you through this type of thing. And
I would add that that risk assessment isn't just about dental decay. I think most people that go to the dentist, they think, how many cavities do I have? Well, there are other factors we're assessing too, the risk for gum and bone loss, periodontal disease, tooth wear. A lot of people retain all their teeth in a decay-free state, but they end up having a non-functional dentition just due to advanced wear.
Right.
So a lot of these things, it's important to identify early and then intervene.
That is so true. And so call us Monday or one day this week for an appointment. That's Dr. Stafford and Williamson. And our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. Remember, the teeth are programmed to last 80-plus years, but only with the help of a dentist and a hygienist can this happen. So call Monday or this week, Dr. Stafford and Williamson, 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. Now, another thing that we want to remind you and start thinking about is it's coming up to the end of the year, and those of you that have insurance benefits, the insurance companies are just hoping against all hope that you do not use those paid for earned benefits, because it's money free and clear in their pocket if you don't use your paid for benefits that you've earned. So start thinking about giving a call to our office and using these insurance benefits that you have, holding over. They don't roll over to the next year typically. And this applies health savings accounts. I think you don't have to worry about that rolling over. And I don't know about flex savings account. We'll have to find out. Do you know?
I don't. I'm not sure.
They roll over?
Not sure.
Okay. But insurance, we know, does not roll over. And it's so much. And here's what happens is people get to thinking, well, they'll call later. And then it gets down to November. November's busy getting ready for all the holidays and stuff. And then it gets down to December. Well, insurance companies, if you're going to use the benefits, they have a process that they don't pay until the work is completed, many of them. And then you have a risk of getting into a very crowded situation in the dental office to where you don't have the freedom to choose your time and get things done before the end of the year and get everything completed. So that's why it's better to start early, and that's like this week or next week, and get an evaluation and find out what your requirements are to get to use your benefits. They can be looked up very easily because we have software for all insurance companies that is just with a click of a button and your name. We can find, we can tell you how much value you have left and what it you can have done and how long it will take. And you can get all this coordinated very easily. So be sure and give this some thought. And we can't urge you enough to start thinking about this. Because it's time this year. My gosh, this year has gone by. And now we have 2 months left. Oh, my gosh. It'll go fast. So we want to just urge you and start thinking about calling our office and finding out what your insurance benefits are, what you have remaining, if you have work that's overhanging. And also, like I said, we can develop a plan to where if you if it's not financially feasible to do something at this point in time, at least you can get it postponed 4 months, 5 months, 6 months out, or maybe a year until you get things better organized and can get attention from there.
Yeah, I wanted to make the same point. The lack of dental insurance doesn't mean you shouldn't have the best dental care. So that's I'd encourage true. Folks to come out and see us, get a thorough evaluation and plan, even if they're not in an economic position to pay for it right away, just so we can get in a preventive mode early on and then have a game plan.
That is such a good point because there are, it's normal because a patient that has insurance, they think, typically they think, well, they're going to let the insurance company decide what is the best treatment for mm-hmm. them. And this, the insurance company is not bound by any rulings for that. The only thing that they're bound by is how much money that your employer or your policy holder put in to the program that was designed for that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with what should be done
mm-hmm.
and what needs to be done. It is strictly a monetary decision from the insurance company, which is, that's their business.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to make a decision on that. That is, a company will go to, say, AT&T. They'll go to an insurance company and they say they want dental insurance for their employees. And the company, the insurance company will say, how much money do you want to allot paying for each employee? And they'll give them a number. And then they will take and figure in what their overhead is, what their processing fees are, and figure out what benefits can be provided. It has nothing to do with the design of what should go into that tooth. That
mm-hmm.
may be coincidental that it's the same, but if that is not their intent,
mm-hmm.
which is by law, not they're not required
right.
to do that. The dentist is required to give you an accurate
diagnosis,
and
treatment
diagnosis.
Plan.
We mm-hmm. are required by the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners, but dental insurance companies are not. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
That is entirely correct.
So when you think of that we are held to a different standard than insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
that's something that you want to think about when you're letting an insurance company make a decision for you about a tooth that should be lasting 80-plus years for all of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a just want to point that out because it gets confusing. You're given the idea that because you have insurance and you're enrolled in, say, a PPO, they call it, or an HMO, that you have this vast dental network and vast dental treatment available. It's not, that's not the way it's designed.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to point that out, and that's one of the values of putting a value to your teeth and not letting an insurance company, which has no obligation from the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners of designing something for mm-hmm. you that's best for you. For instance, they'll look at an x-ray, and if it doesn't fit their criteria for x-rays,
they throw it away.
They will, well, they'll not only, but they may throw it away, but the most important thing is they will make a decision based on an x-ray and not a decision on what the actual condition of that tooth is. All mm-hmm. the fracturing, mm-hmm. Decay that can't be seen, different breakdowns, a lot of different conditions that a dentist will see, but it's not seen on the x-ray, so the insurance company goes by what they're given, and that can be an x-ray, which doesn't give you the information that
I think it goes back
to be done.
Yeah, so what we talked about before with risk assessment, right. We're evaluating the entire patient. We right. do a thorough intraoral, extraoral exam. We know the entire individual. The insurance company is making their decision maybe based on one radiograph, and that neglects all that other important information that we acquire.
And that's all right. We're not criticizing the insurance companies. We're just describing the way the system works.
Right.
And you can benefit by having some benefit paid for by the dental insurance, but allowing the dental insurance company to make the decision and mm-hmm. overriding a dentist's decision is a trap that a person gets into, especially if they want to keep their teeth mm-hmm. and not wind up with the beautiful Clear Choice all-in-four
right.
that they show on television multiple times with prime time uh-huh. of all of your teeth in a day and very expensive services. You want to prevent those things. You want to stay out of these things. And this is one little clue to stay, to help you stay out of these traps.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not criticizing the insurance company because this is what they're paid to do. This is what they're designed to do. This is what companies hire them to do. And dentists don't have any input in the process mm-hmm. of designing these programs. For instance, the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners doesn't have any input as to the design of these programs. The point is we want the public to understand that there, yes, these can help you, but you don't want to let the insurance company design your treatment because that's not what they're designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
yeah, agreed.
Sound right?
Absolutely.
And so this is something that we just want to get that point across real carefully because it's confusing to a patient. You know, we have patients all the time, and they call up and say, do you want to make an appointment? And then the next question is, do you take the insurance? Well, we work with all the insurance companies, but we don't take it in lieu of payment.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we'll design it, make all the requirements that they require, maybe intraoral pictures, it may be a written description of what that tooth needs, maybe x-rays or all of the above. We'll do all of that and send it in, and then that money is refunded or sent directly to you, mm-hmm. not to the dentist. And so that's the way that system works. And that way you get the best of all worlds. You mm-hmm. get the benefit from the insurance company paying for your, helping to pay for your work, and you get the best choice of dental treatment to restoring that tooth and keeping it. So I hope that gives you some clarification. If not, be sure and call our office and we can give you as much information as you want on this feature because it's confusing. And it's not that the insurance companies designed the confusion, it's just the way the system works.
Mm-hmm. And you alluded to it being confusing. To me, the important part is we give patients the choice. We explain certain treatments may not be covered by the dental insurance company, but why it's in the patient's best interest in the long term. A lot of times we have patients opting for treatment that's not covered by insurance, but in our hearts as dentists, we know that's what's best.
That's exactly right. Now, for instance, in my own particular situation, I have lost multiple teeth on the lowers because they cracked.
Mm-hmm.
They just split.
Mm-hmm.
I have really strong teeth, and they would be chewing along, and they would split.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a choice that I had was to put crowns on those teeth, even though they didn't have decay, as a protective.
Mm-hmm.
To put a crown on that tooth that can't fracture that tooth. It can't fracture while it's on that tooth and preserves that tooth. I did not do that. And lo and behold, tooth cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, in this particular instance, couldn't fix it with a root canal or anything else. It had to come out.
Mm-hmm.
That happened multiple times. You thought I would have learned, but you know, I'm an old hard-headed guy. But that's what happened to me. And so the point is, when you have dental insurance, the insurance company is going to look at what material they have, which is an x-ray, which doesn't even show a filling, and they're going to deny the description, even though we may write a description saying there is a visual fracture
mm-hmm.
in that tooth and it needs to be protected. Well, they're not. They always have it designed in their programs that they're not in the business of prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Or preventive treatment. That is, unless you have a chunk of that tooth out,
mm-hmm.
they will not put a crown or pay for a crown just because there's a visual crack and the tooth is whole.
And what's so tricky about that is when the tooth has that visual crack, what we call an incomplete tooth fracture, mm-hmm. it can go a lot of different ways. It can crack in a way where the tooth just needs a crown. That's sort of the best case scenario. Sometimes it cracks in a way where the tooth then needs a root canal, or like what you experience, the tooth cracks and it can't be saved anymore
exactly.
because that crack propagates down the root surface. So getting a crown on that tooth is huge.
But the insurance company, by their rights, and they're legally have it all outlined, and they're correct in that,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to pay for it. That's
right.
the whole point that we're trying to get to. So that's why when we say we can make an evaluation, we make a diagnosis and a risk evaluation, this is something that is so valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take that risk evaluation, you can take that diagnosis, you can take your digital x-rays and go, if you get transferred or you want to transfer or you go to another city or anything, you have all that information. You don't have to go through this process again. You've got this information for a long time. And then if we do the scanning with the iTero, and you've got this terrific scanning device that shows a 14-year archive as for any kind of movement of the tooth, any kind of wear on the teeth, any kind of gum changes, any kind of crowding, and you have this information scanned and archived in the, for instance, in the Invisalign archive. And you can go anywhere and have this archive retrieved. That's all available.
Mm-hmm.
These are valuable, valuable features that people don't know about. So diagnosis, risk evaluation, and developing strategies that work for you and your budget and requirements and expectations. This is value that is huge because, yes, we have some incredible restorative techniques. I mean, what they're doing with restoring people who have lost all their teeth and they've lost a significant amount of bone, and the procedures that allow for implants to be put into almost non-existent bone
mm-hmm.
and restorative teeth on top of that is absolutely nothing short of phenomenal. But doesn't it make sense to prevent that from ever happening?
Sure.
We have these fabulous techniques and we do these, but it's, again, goes back to prevention, prevention, and that's what I had, the point I was making about Larry Ellison, the chairman of and founder of Oracle. He sees that in medicine, and he's devoting his wealth and foundation to prevention, not cures.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do prevention, and we can do stop. We can stop these things happening. But again, you got to come in. You got to give us a call. It's Dr. Mm-hmm. Staffel and Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. So I hope this gives you some idea. We covered some interesting things. And one of the most important, I think, right at this time of year is calling and getting an evaluation. If you have insurance benefits that haven't been used and you know you have dental needs, make a call and let us help you make decisions on this. And then we have all these preventive programs that we can help guide you so that you, if you're not in a position to do some of these things right at this time, at least you won't lose the teeth. At least the teeth won't decay out into where you get a root canal, have to get a root canal or an extraction. And again, it involves picking up that phone and calling.
I'd say even beyond teeth, let's think about overall health. So no other doctor who looks at your mouth, who really looks at the sides of the tongue and can evaluate for oral cancer.
Yes.
So even if you have a perfect dentition, no decay, it's important to be seen by a dentist or a hygienist just for that sort of oral cancer screening.
This is really true because the head of the START Center had told me not too long ago that they used to never see oral pharyngeal cancer in men, and now they're seeing, the last I heard, I have to get another update, but the last they told me was they see 3 men a week that have oral pharyngeal cancer, and the cause is the human papillomavirus, which has exploded on the scene.
And the whole demographic's changing. It used to be people... It used to be cancer on the side of the tongue. It was related to smoking and drinking. And now it's mostly older Caucasian men. And it's more of a, rather than being on the side of the tongue, it's in the posterior pharynx.
And one of the theories is for this tremendous increase is that this is an exposure that occurred maybe 20 or 30 years ago. And the human papillomavirus, there are many of them, but what are they, 30 Six, some
16 on? And 18 are the most...
But they're about 31 altogether.
Right,
but 16 and 18 are the worst ones that cause the cancer, both in women and in men. And this virus burrows down into the nerves like the shingles or the chickenpox virus and burrows down into the nerve tissue and breaks out whenever it's convenient or the body.
Mm-hmm.
Is no longer able to defend itself. So this is a reason why having a cancer exam, an oral cancer exam yearly, is so valuable, because things have changed. And this is an example of how in men, the human papillomavirus is breaking out. It's all over the place. The numbers are staggering. That this problem is around. This is another reason why you want to see a dentist and get a diagnosis and a risk evaluation of what's going on. Now, one of the things that our office is so unique about, and it's about comfort. It's about anxiety reduction. It's about fear reduction. And I've been interested in this subject forever, ever since my dental career began. And I have worked and done some creative things. And we have come to a point where we can deliver the most comfortable dental appointment that is available. And we have this, of course, with the incredible Newcomb. There are only about three dental offices in the town or the county that use Newcomb. And it is such an incredible, it's used worldwide, it's such an incredible system for anti-anxiety and anti-fear. So this, and then we have nitrous oxide, which can be combined with the Newcomb, which gives an exceptional comfort situation. And after the treatment, dental treatment is finished, and the Newcomb and the nitrous oxide is removed, you can go about your business, your normal activities throughout the day without any impairment. And this works a very large amount of the time for dental treatment. It's marvelous. People love it. Then, of course, we have pharmaceuticals for people who have really high fear. We have pharmaceuticals that work so well, and they block your memory of what the dental treatment is. It's called conscious sedation, and it's called conscious sedation because in dental treatment, it is necessary to have you to be able to respond to commands such as open and close, slide your teeth, swallow, and things of the commands like that. So conscious sedation, you don't have any memory of your treatment, but you are totally comfort with the entire system, and you do not remember the dental treatment, which most people are very happy to have that experience. And then we have an additional choice of IV sedation. Now tell us about the IV sedation.
Sure. So it's similar to what you described with the oral conscious sedation. It uses some similar medications, typically benzodiazepines or opioids. And kind of a similar experience, the benefit is we can kind of titrate the dosage or add drugs on an as-needed basis.
And again, you have no memory?
Yeah, no memory.
And as a side, this is what all of the oral surgeons mm-hmm. use. This is what all of the periodontists use. So this is an extremely safe procedure. And in addition to the safety, the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners has been given commands by the Texas State Legislature to make it even safer for the public.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about how that
is. Yeah, so there were some changes in the State Dental Board recently, and now they're mandating that every office that does what we do, which is level 2 sedation, meaning oral sedation, or level 3 sedation, which is IV sedation, be inspected by a member of the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners within the next 2 years, I believe. So for that reason, a lot of people are dropping their sedation permit just because there's so much that goes into having that perfect sedation setup, and they don't want to risk having an unsuccessful audit.
And then they tightened up the prescriptions used to be monitored by the Texas Department of Public Safety, which was not a good system.
Right.
And they changed that to the Texas State Board of Pharmacology, which is a better, much better system for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've tightened that up. So the point is the safety of these systems is unparalleled.
And it's never been safer.
That's right. And you can choose the level of your comfort. You can choose the level of your anxiety reduction. You can choose the level of your fear reduction with any of these systems, and we can help you with it. So this makes our office so unique. So don't please give us a call. We can help you. Thank you so much for listening. I love hearing from you all the time. And have a great week. It looks like we're going to have some more beautiful weather. And thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.